touchdown play. It was just a basic quick out.
Yeah, it was a quick out, and quick out to the slant. And it turned into something bigger. So I didn't want to take the foot off the pedal. And I thought to my head, this could be my time, my play. It turned out to be it.
Yeah, how important out here, maybe you see what catching passes might have been the thing you had to work on most.
Yeah.
How do you get from that point to what tonight with making that kind of catch?
Just like people say, is he going to back it up or is he going to complain about it? So when I get the chance to be out there on pass opportunities, not even passing, but protection. If I can protect Carson, that just opens up more opportunities for me to get the ball and show him that I deserve it. And nothing is just given to me. So when I go out there, I try to play at a high note. And whatever they say on the outside, it really doesn't matter because I know what I can do.
Corey, with Carson, is it important just to always be ready because you never know?
Yeah.
He's not like normal quarterback.
Yeah,
he'll throw it whenever.
Yeah. You always got to be on your toes because you might think he's down. You might have to turn your head one more time to make sure he's down, to make sure you stay out there in your progression. But what Carson does – anything as far as reading his regressions, he's making sure he gives his last ounce before the play is even over. So that's why we love him so much.
The last read on that play, so for him to have the ability to get all the way through,
you got to give most of the credit to the offensive line. He had most of the time to even get to me as the last progression. So if it wasn't for the O-line holding up their end, then I wouldn't. My catch wouldn't even been possible.
Do you wonder how he was able to get that ball off? I mean, he was getting hit. Did you say he was the last progression?
I don't know how. I just turned my head, and somehow I saw the ball coming towards me. Because I had to turn my head and get back into the scramble rules as well. So I'll watch the film, and I'll see how he did it, and make sure I mimic it for next week.
Did you see the replay, or did you?
I saw the replay, but it was still within the game, so I wasn't paying attention too much. I had the run back out there for special teams. So I'll go back there and watch film tomorrow.
What number read were you on that? Is that third, fourth?
Three to four. And, Carson, I'm pretty sure, is reading backside first. And it's just all about, thinking as if you're the number one read, then that's how you got to play.
Yeah. So you hopping around before the kickoff. You laid a big block on the punt return. Yeah. How are you embracing this whole NFL opportunity?
Oh, to the fullest. And, if anybody sees me out there, I'm always energetic, trying to get the fans and everybody else around me to feed off that energy because, it's contagious. If you feel like you could be a true leader out there on special teams, even if you're a rookie, it means a lot to, Coach Phipp. And I want to show him that, I'm the high-energy guy he wants out there to make every play possible.